From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology. Support comes from the Independent Media, wishing you happy holidays from the publishers of the Independent Monthly, ABiz Magazine, the Bon Ton Tourist Guide, and TheEnd.com.
Hi, this is Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls inviting you to visit E-Town this week. We'll be joined by Nick and Helen and Tim O'Brien and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Tuesday at noon on KRVS.
Doubt about it. This man here can entertain you, and he entertained a lot of folks across this world. This was recorded back in 1982 and 83 in a blues festival in San Francisco. That was none other than Clifton Chenier. And the background music, of course, was done by Gerard Board, his brother, Cleveland Chenier, and Robert St. Jude on the drum, C.J. Chenier on the sax, Warren Sees on the trumpet, Sherman Robinson on the guitar, Alonzo Johnson on the bass. And we're going to be playing some more of that music live in San Francisco and Long Beach, a festival on this CD. Let's continue with something by the man. Of course, he goes around and entertains everyone. We're going to play another one by him. We played it earlier, but we're going to send this out to all of the lovers of Gino Delafosse, and especially Ray Field over in Church Point. Marvin, good morning to you again. Hope that you're doing well. Here we go.
Tell me what's your name. I wanna hold your hand.
down there, Tino. Slow it down. You got me all out of breath right now. Hard times. Talk to me about that. Our times were hard. And sometimes it's still hard. Nathan William on his Let Go CD.
It's so good, y'all. hard time. Hard time is hard, y'all. Hard time is hard, but it's bad. Hard time is hard, but you got to hang in there.
No doubt about it. Sometimes times are hard and hard times and all of those kind of things. When you look back and saying you appreciate what you've got today and you appreciate what you have accumulated throughout the lifetime, especially when you had worked hard and went through the hard times. As Nathan Williams very well said, sometimes you face obstacles, but you just go around it or go over it or go under it and you accomplish what you want. Coming up is something by Al Ripon, and a tribute. Listen to this. And he says, rock me. At 14, we're in the second segment of Zydeco Sans Pas Soleil. J'ai mis dans la chaise jusqu'à midi, messieurs, madame, les chers amis, mais bonjour.
Thank you. you ain't got no bone.
Mary Thomas, whiskey drinking woman. Let's do this, how to go. Do Zydeco. Coming up is something all of us and some of you who have actually experienced this, born in the country, and how you, this time of the year, you grab your stick, nice little frost out there, grab your stick and call Fruity the dog, and or Spot or Fido and say, let's go get us a rabbit, and get out there and you walk across the fields. Until you jump a little rabbit, and of course, that's what happens sometimes. Born in the country to live the life of joy. Coming up, here we go with Preston Frank, Born in the Country.
Ballons de ma vie, juste mon chien est méchant. Mon gombo et mon piment. C'est un homme criant. C'est ma vie criant. Et toi?
Gentlemen, 26 past 9 o'clock. A man from Lebeau, Louisiana, and now reside in Houston, Texas.
So come on, baby.
Oh,
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from four convenient locations, Jennings, Iaway, Iota, and Lake Arthur. It's the new standard in banking. The Bank. The quiet bank.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we've got the North Mississippi All-Stars at the Levitt Shell. Then we'll head to the King Biscuit Blues Festival and hear from Matt Schofield. That, plus our feature host, Heavenly Sight, A Vision Out of Blindness, will continue. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Tonight at 11 on KRVS.
In Texas, and where he resides right now. And of course, he says during his thing out there in Houston, Texas. Coming up with the Grammy nominee for this year, and it's none other than Corey LaDay and his entire band on this CD called Nothing But the Best. Let's play something from that one, and they call it the Gabriel LaDay Two Step. Listen to this.
They all
that's the Grammy nominee, Corey LaDay, on That's Nothing But the Best CD. Now, he's going to be getting together with his friends on January the 20th as a, sort of a little fundraiser, and that's going to be taking place at Whiskey River. And again, put it on your calendar for January the 20th, because I know I'm going to be in the house. And also, he's going to be featuring himself, Chubby Carrier, Lil Wayne, Curly Taylor, and Lil Buck LaDay. So put it on your calendar, and we'll be there to enjoy and support the Grammy nominee, which is Corey LaDay. We're going to tell you some more about it. Stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. And you're listening to Zydeco Sapa Saleh. Your host, JB, sitting in the chair. This is KRVS.
To the Tennessee walls, when an old friend I happened to meet, I introduced him to my darling, and while we were playing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night of the Tennessee walls, and now I know just how much I've lost. Yes, I lost. Now I know just how much I've found. Yes, I lost my little darling the night that we're playing the beautiful Tennessee walls. The
now, every one of you need to get up and do it right now. Keith Frank, Zydeco Sapa Saleh.
Yeah.
Keith Frank, Zydeco San Pasale, on his latest CD release.
I'm so good.
Coming up, a little late.
Your beauty for my eyes.
Chez Petit. Let's go do it. 88.7 FM, 482-6991. Hello, my cousin. How are we doing this morning?
Please make love to me, because you are my only.
Because you are my booty fee. Don't Don't you know what you do to me? Because you are my Chevy T. My shadow of me.
Something by Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers, Fit for Survival. Are you hooked up?
I'm hooked, but I don't hear nothing.
All right, I'm going to give you a sound right now.
That sounds so much better.
You got it better?
Ah, it's good there.
You got some wax in your ears?
Yeah, not no more. Not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, a nice little cool breeze.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it's nice.
You congested too.
A little bit, am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound like you're congested.
It's going to be like that all the time. It's just my voice is changing to a different voice.
Oh, really? You're just maturing.
I'm maturing.
You're maturing. That's what it is. So you
at
got
31, you start maturing.
Is it true?
Yeah.
They ever tried your parents when your voice was changing around 12, 15 years old and somewhere around that time, and they used to go out there and make fun of you, make you go call the chickens in the yard?
I never had that.
No?
We didn't have any chickens. I was raised in the city, Metro Swallow, the metropolitan
Ladies
area.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Metropolitan
If you ever travel in that area,
you will see things you've never seen before.
I tell you what.
It's like going to New York City.
High-rise buildings.
Just like New York City.
High-rise buildings.
Just the reverse of New York City.
Yeah,
really.
If you see a two-story building.
If you see a two-story building, it's probably a barn. A barn. We do have a two-story building. That's a two-story building. A barn is
Well, that's what I'm
story.
Saying. Not true story that's because right. you got to put the hay or whatever it is in the top. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hardly see any of those too much anymore.
No.
Well, animals are just, now it's getting to where you have all these big farms that supply
The animals you don't house them in the wintertime anymore.
The people just don't have time for that. They'd rather move to the city, leave the country and move to the city.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah, that's what it is.
As we come to the end of this year. John,
yeah.
We got one more Saturday left in this year. And,
I tell you what, it's one more Saturday. Man.
Yeah, John, I think our 2013 thing should be more about about musicians getting along.
Yes.
Getting along and supporting each other.
No doubt about that.
And, there's enough for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think we need to start getting away from, as they call it, hating.
Yeah.
Really hating each other and start helping and supporting.
Why? Why would any musician do that? I tell you what, one of the good things about it, talking about getting along, how musicians will support others.
Oh, yeah.
Cora Ledee is having a little fundraiser on the 20th.
Okay.
Chubby Carey is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Wayne said he's going to support him. Curly Taylor, Lil Buck.
Right.
And I'm sure there'll be many others. That's going to come out. That's how you show your support.
And look at the group he had on the CD.
Yes.
Him and Andre.
Andre and, Theory and...
one more on that with him.
Andre Theory. Let me see. He's got in here Cedro Ballou, Donnie Broussard, Andre Theory, Anthony Doopsie.
Just
played something on it. Dwayne Doopsie. And it showed... And Lil Buck Senegal.
Right.
And you talk about in Aquinas Benoit, and I think that's
okay.
So
just a group of people, band different, and these are some of those have their own bands that are playing.
Well,
together.
Dwayne and
Lil Buck,
Anthony,
Lil Buck, their own band,
and their own band. But they believe in supporting
each other. And helping, and I know that Lil Buck is really a steward of getting along. Because who does he not play with?
That's the truth.
If they call him, he will go play. So it's not like I'm this big guy and I can't play with you. You're not big enough for me to play. I mean, he played with Corey when Corey first came on the air.
Came on the scene.
Yeah, as soon as he come on the scene, there was Lil Buck.
Lil Buck,
he's been very instrumental. And Big Buck, same thing. Big Buck will put people on his label just coming out. So those two guys really are very instrumental. And guess what? It hasn't cut them off anywhere. So help each other, support each other, and it definitely makes it easier on the people that's trying. You know, it's kind of difficult if you have if you have a club. Now, John, I'm going to hire you. Then I want to hire MC. Oh, but I can't hire MC, John, because if you don't play, then he can. You know, and it makes it very difficult for the club owner.
I'm not playing.
I'm not going to play because MC going to play, so I'm not going to play.
No, I'm not playing.
You know, and
man.
It makes it very difficult for the owners of the clubs because they're in the business to make your money, and they're there to expose people, and, of course, their job is to try to get people in the club. So
and some
what does
related?
The people want?
Some of them are related.
Some are related, some are not related. So it's just one of those kind of things. But that's what we'll be harping on in 2013, I know. Also, today we're having the, not we, but there is the services going on for Jerry, or as we know as Jerry, but Geraldine Hall this morning that will be going at Reverend Botless Church. This morning is probably going on now from 9 to 1, and that is over there by the Braxton Addition, the church at Solid Rock Church, right there before you get to the Braxton Addition. That is going on right now, I'm sure. This, it's not the services, but the viewing of the body is happening right now. So that's what's happening.
Now, where is that, though? You saying
In Oakland.
In Oakland. Okay.
In Oakland,
okay.
Outside of Oakland. Yeah, before just before you get to Oakland.
You were saying all this. You
never
lost
said the
me.
City. Well, the people who knew Jerry were...
Yeah, they would understand.
They would understand, but since you being a person...
From the big city.
From the big city of I don't know, did they call it Lafayette then, or was it Bro Bridge? But anyway, just kidding. But anyway, that's where the service is going to be for Jerry today, and that's from 9 to 1 today. So if you have an opportunity to go, I know the family would greatly appreciate your support going on there.
How old was Jerry?
Jerry, you got him early. I would say early 50s.
Wow,
early 50s. Yeah,
young
yeah.
Young person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
young,
a
young person does owe to the 3 and 4 year olds.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. And there was a former student of mine who passed away. The young man who died in jail.
Yeah. Oh really?
He was a student, a former student when I taught at Holy Rosary. Piccolo. They used to call him Piccolo.
Piccolo.
Yeah, Piccolo and Cedric Dauphin, they were inseparable.
Okay.
When they came up, when they were coming up as young men. And of course, Piccolo, I didn't realize Piccolo was 64 years old. And time has passed so quickly.
Right. You know what a piccolo is?
Huh?
You know what a piccolo is?
What is that?
Piccolo is the smaller version of a flute. Instrument.
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking of something else when you said.
okay.
We're going to play something about Rockin' Sydney.
Right.
And he's talking about Christmas Without You.
All right.
And
it's Christmas time, huh?
Yeah, this Christmas time. I guess I have it on.
Do you?
Yeah, but I have it. Yeah, here it comes.
There you go.
Without you, baby, would make me blue. I just got to tell you, like a baby child without his toy, there would be no joy. No, baby. Christmas without you, baby, would make me cry. When you're not around, you're always with me, deep down inside. Yes, you are. You came into my life, brought me a world of joy. Yes, you did. Peace.
no harmony. No, no, baby. Thank you. Christmas without you, baby, would harm for me. Yes, it would. There would be no peace, no harmony. No, no, baby.
Singing happy birthday. Want to say happy birthday to Judy Laverne this morning in Oberlin. They will be having a birthday party, and you're invited. That is from 11 to 3 today at the Catholic Hall in Oberlin. Judy Laverne, while you're listening to this song, hopefully, and if you're not, let someone call you and tell you happy birthday this morning for Judy Laverne, and that is Boogaloo's mother, in case you don't know who she is. Boogaloo, James, how we know him, and we all know him as Boogaloo from home, but his mother, they're having her birthday party today, and that would be at the Catholic, I really don't know, at the Catholic Hall in Oberlin. And so if you're in the area, Boogaloo say got plenty of food, stop by, get you something to eat, because he don't want to take any of that home. So go by the Catholic Hall today and have yourself a great time with Judy Laverne. Happy